Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf, and Zayin, begin on the base. Begin the taste of the Maschot, it begins the words of the Gemara, Hocha Bekat Laskin, and here we're talking about a specific type of neck jewelry, that of a choker. Tzitzis come to explain this, that it was obvious to the Gemara, that the Bryce's Halacha is based on Chatzitza, whereas the Mishnah's Halacha is for a different concern, that of you might come to take it off and come to carry it. That is the Gemara. Vina explained that this, they were learning the Braisa, that the girls are not allowed to go out with these necklaces, these tightly fitted ornaments around the neck, even though in general a woman does not choke herself and there's no good for chatzitza. It's because, as our Tzitzit Maschil is going on, here the case of the Braisa is different. It's talking about a katla, which is some type of an expensive bib that was around the neck, which had wide straps, and therefore it wouldn't harm the woman, but she would do it very tight so that she should look like that she has a lot of flesh, which is a sign of affluence. Therefore, they said, you're not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos, because since it's tight, you might come to take it off to go in if it's necessary for the mikvah, and because of chatzitza, and then you might come to carry it in Shazaram. The Tesis wonders, Tema, it's a wonder, because the mashmit sounds like the katla, that the prohibition of going with a katla on Shabbos is time of Shem chatzitza, is because interposition, that you might come to take it off because there's chatzitza in the mikvah, and you might come to carry it. Vim Kane, but if that's the case, then my Tani must need to be safe. And then why is the case? We have this Katli in our Mishnah too. Why is it taught in the category of the safe in the Mishnah, which talks about jewelry, that the reason why we say it's forbidden is because you might come to take it off and carry it. But Bahadi Chutit Seme, Bereisha Avalele Mishnah should have been taught in the halachas of the category of the Reisha of our Mishnah, which talks about different reasons. Those are forbidden because of Chatzitza. If you tell me Katli is because of Chatzitza. So actually, Tais disagrees. Maimon Rashba, he says that actually the katla nami davar shel nayu. And actually, this katla, this choker, is also something that's decorative, and it is jewelry. And v'yesh lachosh, there is a concern del mashalof machavya. That actually the concern is not because of chatzitza. The concern is because you might come to take it over, you might come to show it to other people, and you might come to carry dal amas and shasarab. Umayu mas nitin berofay. And the halacha of a mishnah toma, when it's loose, the leka chatzitza, where there's no chatzitza, and then you're right. Then the halacha of the mishnah, the only problem of it, which we're saying it's forbidden, will be because of jewelry. That's why the mishnah puts it in the case of the seifa, which the concern is like those of the tachshitin, that you might come to show it to your friend and carry it in Rosh Hashanah. Of a braisa, the halacha, but over here in the braisa, which we say, then I'll go out with these chavokin on their necks. That's talking about where it's very tight around the neck, that she should look like that she has a lot of flesh. No, there you don't have the concern that the Mishnah might come to take it off. She's not going to take it off. Why not? Obviously, then she's going to give it all away. You're obviously not as large as you're trying to make yourself out to look, which was in Talmudic times a sign of affluence. And therefore, the reason actually is no to the other reason. Because of chatzitza, because it's actually there, it is tightly fitted. And then that she's actually not going to take it off. Now, the Taisis asks her to take a second look. And says, and if you're going to say, then wait a second. Umay duch gelok mebraisa. Why was the Gemara, what was Ravina's whole push? To explain the halacha of the braisa, not like the Mishnah, and to explain that even though in general you're right, a woman's not going to choke herself, here it's different because we're talking about a type of case where she will choke herself. And therefore, the reason why it's forbidden to go out is Mishum Chatzitza, is because of a Chatzitza. Why are you saying this? Look me berofay, explain it that it is loose. And you're right, it has nothing to do with chatzitza. And therefore that would make more sense, because like we said, a generally woman does not choke herself. So then the ister is not because of chatzitza. Rather, mishum mishalfa, because she might come to take it off. And that's exactly kamasnid, that's actually halacha the Mishnah. So why do we have to come up with a whole different interpretation of the case of the braisa for a different reason of chatzitza? Says, what you could say is, because the braisa mashmali, the braisa sounds like, according to Ravina, the time of Mishum Chatzitza. Now that the reason is because of Chatzitza. And then we have to find the case where a woman would choke herself, like the choker. Why we think it's like Chatzitza? Because Dumi de Reisha. It's comparable to the case of Reisha, which are told by Chatzitza, because the Tani, because in the Reisha it talks about, Habonas Yaitzis Bechutin Shabbos Neim, that the girls, they go out with these threads in their ears. Now, that is the Loi Yitzchak, which that's unnecessary for the Tana to tell us that that's going to be permitted, and there's no concern that they might come to take it out and show it off, because the Lech Lamechesh Nemeshal Shlaf Machavia. Of course, there's no concern that she might take it out and come to carry it, because the Pshitu, obviously, she's not going to take it out. The Mai Noi Shech Bechutin, it's not a beautiful piece of jewelry, those threads. It's just to keep the place in the ear, that it doesn't come out the hole that they pierce the ears. Obviously, it's a lashmin. Obviously, the chiddush in that halacha was for something else. What? The reason why you'd allow to take it out is the chiddush is because imechatzita. That's not considered as an interposition. Ah, ve'ein mesuriyasim b'shas tefila, and therefore she's not going to take it out when she has to be table, and therefore you could go out with it in Shabbos because there's no concern about coming to carry it. Also, therefore, vachanami seifa. That's why Ravina understood that must mean the seifa of the brisa, which was saying what they cannot go out with, which are these chavokin in their neck, obviously has to be talking about this choker, which is very tight, and that the time is mishum chatzitza is the inverse of what the reish told me, also because of chatzitza. In contrast to halacha of the Mishnah, which is in the category of those which are tachshitin, that it's forbidden because you might come to take it up and show it off, that is a different type of a choker. That's when it's loose. And you're right, that's a whole different prohibition. That's because of that, of like tachshitin, not because of those that have chatzitza. So next Tais, the Masechta begins the words of the Gemara, Tanam Halchi B'chulu. Similar in the Braisa. Tais comes to explain, we do see from the Braisa, as the Gemara is trying to bring a proof, that we're talking about this Afuzainu. That is, the Gemara is coming to bring a proof for the interpretation that Toitefes is this Afuzainai, which is some type of a plate, like the tzitz in by the Kohen Gadol, which is a type of a forehead plate. And not like the previous interpretation of Chamarta de Ketifta, which is some type of amulet that's done for therapeutic reasons. And what's the raya? Oh, that's a taste of mess is going on. What's the price? So the price says that a woman could go out with this golden cap and with the tetefis, which is what we're discussing, and the sarvitin that are attached to it. Taisa says, what's the raya from here? So Taisa meditani from the fact that the price says visarvitin hakavumbo, not only could you go out with this golden hat, but also this sarvitin that are attached to it. The norm is to have this afazainu, this golden plate that goes from ear to ear. That's normal to have attached to the cap. And therefore, if we're saying that you have it attached, obviously referring to that because of chamarta dektifta in kaivin. You don't usually take this this knot of this this thing that is for the ayin hara, for the therapeutic things of the amulet to attach it to the hat. And if we're saying we're attaching, obviously the translation of tetefes is the way Abaye says it. Is this the case of we're saying that it's this tzitzal zahav, this after zayin? Next, taste the masters begins the words of the Gemara. Ikavlo de avdetanan is if it's the kavlo that's that of the version of the slave, and that's what we'll learn in the Mishnah. Taste can explain that according to the one who holds that this kabul is that of the slave, then first of all, why is in our Mishnah when they discuss the laws of a woman, but me isha yaitze? And moreover, why is it permitted to go out into the chutz with it? In other words, Machlek is in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel, what's the kabul that we learned in the Mishnah that a woman's not allowed to go out with it to Rosh Hashanah? According to Rav, it's a woolen cap, which is a type of a hat. According to Shmuel, it's this kabul de avda, some type of a seal that they make in the garment of a slave. And therefore, when we're talking about in the Mishnah of a woman, it means a maidservant. Now, Taisus wonders, Tema, e kavla da avda tanan, if it's like Shmuel says, that it's this symbol of the slave, a maikatoni tvegabish, and why we have this halacha specifically by the maidservant, meaning by the case of a woman, but this is not more woman than man, it applies to male or female servants. So why wouldn't it be, let's say, for example, but when the halacha is told about later on, that what a man is not allowed to go out with? Why specifically by the woman? Says Taisus Vishim, what you could say is, you're right. The reason why we say it by the woman is because the Baila Mishnah b'seifa the Mishnah, because we wanted to say by the seifa of the Mishnah later on of Samach Dalam Abayis, where we say, oh, but you're right, you cannot go out to Rosh Hashanah, but Yitzhak b'kabul, but what you could go with this kabul and with Pei Anachris and with foreign here, you could go out L'chatzir. So although we're saying here you cannot go out to Rosh Hashanah, but the seifa, so to speak, says, but you could go out with it to the courtyard. Now, with that case of kabul, is also mentioned peyanachas. Now, peyanachas l'shechab isha. A wig is only worn by women, not by men. So because in the inverse, by we wanted to say what it is permitted to do, that you could go to chatzir, with that is mentioned peyanachas, which is only by women. So therefore the ratio, you're right, it's not specifically by women, but therefore by the ratio, we also said what you cannot do with it, which is called rishas rabim, is also mentioned by a woman. But Bim Taimitai says, if you're going to say, but then, if that's the case, so actually, why in our Mishnah, what we call the Reisha, didn't we also say, Peyanachas by the Kabul? You're saying when what you're allowed to do with it, which is go to courtyard, it mentions this Kabul, which is this, we're explaining, it's mentioned together with the wig that you go to the Chatzar. So, why in our Mishnah, when it's talking about what you cannot do, which is go to Rishas Rabim, why doesn't it mention not just the Kabul, but also the wig with the Kabul to say, the Inyat of Rishas Rabim? That you cannot go to Rosh Hashanah, just like by the Sefer mentioned both of them, that you go to the Chatzar. So it says, Vishnah, what you could say is because you're right, the most of the Peshitta he does lots of Rosh Hashanah, because that we knew. We wouldn't have to tell you, that's obvious. Now go out with that wig to the public domain, because the Vadim is Alpha. because she's for sure going to take it off. Why? They're going to laugh at her and mock at her. And therefore, we didn't have to say in the Mishnah that she's not allowed to go out with it, contrast to Kabul, which we could say, maybe that you would think you're allowed to go out with it to Rosh Hashanah. They were to tell you that, no, Rosh Hashanah, you cannot. But the Pei Anachar, as we knew, is just that regarding Chatzar, that we're saying that she's allowed to, that we have to say both Kabul and the Pei Anachar. Now, Vimtani, if you're going to say, okay, so another thing regarding this Manda Omer that our taste is going on. Ikavla da Avda Tanan, if our Mishnah is talking about this Kabul of the slave, Amai Shari B'chatzar Tfei Mishar Dvarim, we say in the Sefer of the Mishnah, as we just mentioned, that besides the Pei Anachar, also this Kabul is permitted to be taken and carried in the courtyard, not Rosh Hashanah, but in the courtyard, yes. Why is it permitted more than all other things? Now, because the Tosafot explains, Aval Iki B'shal Tzemet Tznan, if we would say like Rav, that this Kabul is a woolen cap that a woman would wear, so Nicha D'Shar B'chatzar, we understand why that's permitted for the woman to wear in the courtyard. Although we generally were concerned if we let you in the courtyard, you might come to carry the Shulzer Rabban. Shalit Diskana Baila, because we don't want the woman to be disgraced on her husband. Can Mefarash Ula come on, like Ula explains later on, that if we're not going to let the woman wear any jewelry because we're concerned she might wear in the Shulzer Rabban, then she's going to be disgraced by her husband because she's not going to look pretty. So therefore, we let a few exceptions. But if it's talking about that of the Eved, why would we make an exception that we should let him wear it in the Chatzar? Says Taisa Bisham, what you can say is a similar type of a Svara. The Kavla, the Abdu Dishari, the reason why we permit this seal of the slave on his garment in Echatzer is Kedilasus by Kuris Ruach L'Rabbi, because we want to please the master. Why? Shemhoye, I mean, well, he sees his slave as a slave, he has the symbol, says, I'm this person's slave. Shemhoye Kala Yembuli Kabula Vilab Chatzer, because of the whole Shabbos, the slave's walking around without this seal, even in the courtyard. So, Bedavam Mu'ich Shayasa Ebed Kenegad Rabbi, some small little infraction he's going to do against his master. So Savar Rabbi should like Limerbay. The master's gonna think he wants to rebel against me. Look at him. Look at him. He walks around like a free man. He doesn't have any seal on him. And look at him. He just snubbed me over there. Vaste Ketat, it's gonna come to fight. And therefore the Rabbanan said that in the Chatzar, even according to the interpretation of that it's a Kavod Avdam, that the Kabul is permitted to be worn in the Chatzar. Now what bothers Taisus, actually there's different interpretations in Mefarshim. What exactly is Taisus' question? But Taisus says it will come on. Later on, when we talk about that the woman could go out to the Chatzar, as we just mentioned before, what we call the Sefer of the Mishnah, with this Kabul, or with the foreign, or another woman's hair on her head, which sounds like, but to Rosh Hashanah, she cannot go out. The Perish Rashi over there explains, the Besefer, by the Sefer of the Mishnah, Moidu Kuliyama the Kabul, everyone agrees that there, the Kabul, that you could go out to the Chatzar with, is Kipishal Tzemehi. That's for sure, they're disagreeing in our Mishnah, but over there, in the Sefer, that when they're talking about that you're allowed to go to the Chatzar, that most definitely is talking about the woolen cap of a woman. Now, kashlari, the refines is difficult, because the mashma hachad sounds like here from our Mishnah. Lamanda makav ladav the tanan, that according to the one who holds that Kabul is that of a slave, that shari kipa shal tseme aflusha sarab. They were only talking about the kavla da'avda. That is forbidden to go to Rosh Hashanah. But sounds like the kipa shal tseme would be permitted in the Rosh Hashanah. And Rashi with this says that no, that the kipa shal tseme would only be permitted into the Chatzar and not to Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, that's the difficulty. How could you say according to everyone, according to Shmuel, it would sound like that actually the Kibbutz Shal Tzemeh would be permitted not only to the Chatzar, but even to Rosh Hashanah. So Taisus had a question, and Shmuel holds that the Kabul is that of a slave. So why is it said in our Mishnah regarding that of a woman, as it's not specifically Bameisha more than a ish, a maidservant versus a male servant? So Taisus answered, it's because of the Sefer. Because there, when we said what's permissible in the Chatzar with Kabul was Pei Anachar, and that's for a woman. So therefore here we also mention by the woman. So why don't we say in our Mishnah that Pei Anachar is forbidden Rosh Hashanah, like it mentions Kabul? Well, that's because they said that was obvious, because people would laugh at her. Of course she's not going to allow to take Rosh Hashanah, because for sure she's going to come to carry it. Then Taisa asked that, why do we say, according to this interpretation, that we say Kabul is permitted to take in the Chatzar, if it's that of the slave, why is it more permitted than other things? So they said to please the master, because if not, he's going to think he's rebelling and then come to fight. And Taisa ended over a question on Rashi, that he says at this end, at this Sefer, I mean, in that mission later on of Samach Dal, that when it says, you'll take it to the Chatzar according to everyone, that's the Kibishal Tzemer, which it sounds like that according to everyone, it cannot go in Rosh Hashanah. Taisa asked, but here from Shmuel, it sounds like that only Kavla Da'avdu cannot go in Rosh Hashanah, but it sounds like that of the Kibishal Tzemer would be, and how could you say, therefore, that it's according to everyone, Kibishal Tzemer cannot be taken to Rosh Hashanah? Continuing next, Taisa, the Master begins the words of the Gemara, Ein b'mishum klaim. There's no prohibition of klaim relating to it. Taisa comes to explain, first of all, why is this istamta, which is mentioned in the Gemara, why is there no prohibition of klaim, as a Taisa Masa is going on it? Also, when is it permitted, and when is forbidden when something is harsh. And moreover, Tosfos discusses this kutch, that when is it permitted to have the issa of halah? When would that be permitted? The Gemara brought a brisa that this istamta, which is one of these things that we mentioned for the things that the woman wears, that there's no issa of klein. So Peresh Rashi explains, Mishum chain the tavi, because it's not spun. That is of shatness, is the word shatness is actually shuad tavi venoz. One of the things it has to have is tavi, which is spun. Here, it's like felt, which is just pressed, it's not spun, and therefore that's not does not have an issa of klein. But Riva, I mean, disagrees. He says, no, but the Mishum Hachin Lahat, they're based on that, it shouldn't be permitted. Because there's none. We're learning the Mishum Sechdes Klein that says, Halavad de Masurin, felt is actually prohibited for climb if it has woolen linen, Neshen Shuin. Although biblically you're right, it doesn't have all three components, but it has Shui, Tavi, Benuz, it has the first one of Shuin, which is smooth, and therefore rabbinically it is forbidden. So that wouldn't be a reason why there would not be climb. El rather, says the Riva, Mishum de Istam to Dove Kashu. The reason is because it's a harsh thing. And although rabbinically, when it's felt, it is forbidden, but not if it's also hard. Then the Rabban did not make it forbidden because of klaim. Like the Gemara says in the first parak in Beit Daf Tezvav Manalf, the Amr Abun the Bereid of Yeshua, he says, Hainam te gam de Nerish, which is this hard felt that's made in the city of Nerish, Sharia, it's permitted to sit in it. Avagav de Shalabad Masurin, although other felt is forbidden, Hai Sharia, it's permitted, Lafisha Kasha, because it's hard, and therefore it's not going to warm the person, therefore the Rabban did not make this gezer of having benefit from klaim, if it's anyways hard and it doesn't have all the three criteria of a climb because it's not spun. And it says, so the Gemara brings a Rav Asher, he says, Bigdiku in the Kashan hand, that the Kahana garments, they were hard. Let's see, attack them, and therefore the Kahana allowed to place it beneath themselves and to lay on them because it doesn't warm them up. He says, it's permitted. And again, for the same reason, because it doesn't warm them up. And that's the reason, because it's hard. Now, but Vakash Rabbein Tam. Rabbein Tam finds it difficult, because the Min Perikam de Erechen, the Gemara and Erechen of Gimel Mabez, brings that the Mishnah says, HaKol Chayev Mitzitz. Everyone's obligated in Tzitzis. Kahanim, Levim, Israelim, all types of people. And the Gemara asks, Parach Pshita, obviously, why would we think that any one of them would be exempt? The Gemara answers, "Oh, kahanim itzrichle." One of those three is necessary to say that of kahanim, because the pasuk of tzitzis says right by klaim. It says lisubush shatnas klaim gedilim taslach. It says shatnas right next to the mitzvah tzitzis. So, you would think to say, since klaim is permitted by the kahan, that is one of the kahan garments, that of the belt, is made out of klaim. So, you see, they don't have a prohibition of klaim. So, I would think, so they're not obligated in mitzvah tzitzis, because only who cannot wear klaim is obligated in tzitzis. Oh, therefore we have to say that no, that they're obligated in tzitzis. But that has taisis. But now, vahashta, based on what we just said, it's difficult. Because heiche ishtrilahu, where exactly do you find that klaim is permitted for the kahanim, but for a big day kuna kashin, and you just said, as we mentioned before, that the kahanim garments are hard. What I mean? We said that the namtu gamdu denarish is permitted because it's hard, there's no klaim, so therefore this is not a permissibility of klaim. If it's hard, it's permitted for everyone. So where do you see kahanim are excluded from the halach of klaim? So Rabbi Tami explains, he says, no. The Davashu Shoy Tavanu is something that has all the biblical qualifications of shatness. It's smooth and it's spun and it's woven. Ubderch mal b'shvala, and you're wearing it the way it's normally worn or put on with the asim and that, that's a biblical violation. No, there ain't chilik bin rach l'kasha. That biblically doesn't make a difference if it's soft or it's hard. The b'chali n'yasim that Torah. Klaim is always prohibited, even if you don't get warmed up from it. That we didn't say differentiation. Abu klaim d'rabbanan, it's only by rabbinic klaim, which biblically it's permitted. It's just rabbinically prohibited kugain levadim, like we said, by felt. She'enim elishua. It doesn't have all the criterion. Really, biblically, it's not klaim, because it's only smooth. But rabbinically, they say it's forbidden. That's where shari b'kash nafil levish. That's where we say that if it's hard, oh, then we let you even to wear it, kiven the aim b'hu klaim elirabban. Since its whole klaim is only rabbinically, because they made a gezer only when it's going to at least warm you up. So therefore, over here by the istima, since it's hard, and therefore, since it's permitted biblically, so therefore that's what we're going to say, that it's going to be permitted. So too by the kahana garments, that we see the kahana allowed to place it beneath themselves. Kiven the shor midereis latziyat tachtein, and since biblically you're allowed to go ahead and put it beneath them, even by a yisrael, because biblically there's no issue of climb, only if you are wearing it or placing it on top of yourself. And the whole issue of, let's say, laying on the climb is only rabbinically contained, like Luna Bryce says, Liyala lechin, I'll put it on you. But you're allowed to put the climb as a mat beneath you. But the sage said, no, it's forbidden because a thread might wrap itself over the flesh and it's going to be like halal. So therefore, by the kind of garments, so sure, it's permitted to put it beneath you. Even midrabanan, keeping the caution because it's hard. The precaution like goes rabbanan the klal, because when it's hard, the rabbanan did not make exerit at all. And so too when something is soft. The same idea. If it's not really so common that it'll wrap itself around the person, then the person is allowed to have the mat of climb beneath himself, even rabbinically, like the saddlecloth of a donkey, for karmic sussis, or pillows, or blankets, or some other things that mentioned Mishnah Maseches Klayim, that since it's not applicable to have a thread wrap around you, you're actually allowed to put it beneath you, because there's no concern, because it's only rabbinic decree, and if and in those type of situations where we don't have that concern, it is going to be permitted. Now, Taisa continues about Eitzin Koich Portafunch, which is some type of a garment that on the top and on the bottom is made out of linen, and inside they would put wool, and then they would stitch with a needle on the two sides of the linen to make them come close to each other, and through that you had the wool that was stuck in between the two pieces of linen on either side. So Heshav Yitzchak said a response to him. Says Shem Yesh B'Toychen Beloy Begadim Shel Tzemach V'Shel Pishtin, that if inside there are worn out garments of wool and linen inside, V'Nitzchev Behena Machat Shtei Tefiris, and the needle goes and it was done from the two sides of the linen that surrounds it with two stitches, then the Asurin Bahalo, that's forbidden to be put on or worn by the person. Afilachot Tefir, that even the stitching of the thread, shall canvas is from canvas, or shall meshi, or from silk, doesn't make a difference. Shleitiru karmik tzasis elabatsa, because this that we said, that the pillows and the blankets, like it's mentioned there in the Mishnah, the second climb, that's permitted, is only regarding putting it beneath the person. Like we said, because there it's soft, so there's no concern about it's going to wrap itself around the person. Abalaloi, but to put it on a person, that they didn't permit, that's going to be a bona fide case of climb. But if let's say inside these two pieces of linen, all you have inside this kach parmfage is shearings of wool, then yachali is the mutaf bala, then actually maybe it would be permitted even to put it on. Because the thread of the stitching doesn't attach it to be a garment at all. All it's doing is attaching and bringing close these two garments of the linen, which that's the covering of this kach from the two sides, and through that the wool that gets smashed in between of those two. Now, but if let's say there would be a small tear in the garment, then all the shearings of the wool would fall out. So therefore, it's not really connected, the wool and the linen. So therefore, it's permitted to be put on. Because that's not considered attaching the wool and the linen, like if you're weaving or if you're stitching, like shir's chavom or the knitting of ropes, the b'mem hema, like the Gemara brings in on daf nandalam and olive, that if you would wrap it or knot it together, two tkifas, like we said, that would be climbing us, or it's not, it's just stuck in between, therefore that possibly would be permitted to even do halah and to wear it. So Tosfos rejected the interpretation of Rashi that the istama is permitted because it's not spun, because he said rabbinically it's still forbidden as long as it's shua, as long as it's smooth. So why is it permitted? It's because it's hard. As we find by the namta, the gam, the denarish, it's permitted because it's hard. And same thing we find by the kind of garments that they're hard, and if we're allowed to put it beneath, that's the same thing that we say that, yeah, the kahanim, and the reason why we're saying that's permitted is because it's rabbinic, and when it's hard, therefore it's permitted. So then Taisa asks, wait a second, so why in Erechin do we say that we would think that the Pata from Tzitzis, if that's exactly what every Yisrael would be permitted because it's hard and laying down? So that's Taisa's answer, is that by biblical Klayim, there's no difference if it's soft or hard. And therefore, this is unique by the Avnate, even though it's hard, but that's a bona fide Klayim that you're wearing, so even if it's hard, yeah, that would be forbidden for Yisrael. It's only rabbinic Klayim, like felt, that's where they say it's not Aser if it's hard. And so too by the big tikkuna, the prohibition of putting it beneath the person only rabbinically, yeah, therefore it's permitted when it's hard. Additionally, Taisa says by something that's soft, where there's no application of the rabbinic isra that it might come to wrap itself around the person, then yeah, right, they're also, just like when it's hard, for Yisrael too, you're allowed to have the climb mat beneath you, just like we have by the saddlecloth of the donkey. Additionally, Taisa discusses his kutch, that when inside there's just there's that which is inside are worn out pieces of wool, and you have it surrounded by the linen that is stitched together, that you're not allowed to put it on, even if the threads are out of let's say silk, because you have inside the wool and the linen. But if, let's say, there was just gizei tzemer, there's shearings of wool, then it would be permitted, because really the threading is not really attaching it. It's only bringing together the two pieces of linen on the outside. But that's not considered a chibur of the wool and linen there, but that would be permitted. Next Taser Master begins the words of the Gemara, Ve'ein metame ben goyim. And it's not metame with the laws of the goyim. Rosh Chaim can explain, why is the same thing that we're discussing in the previous days of this istima, why is it metame by mason sheretz? Meaning the Bryce is saying the istima is not metame ben goyim. Why? Because by the goyim it says beged, and we learn that from the other halach of klayim, which beged is only if it's shuut tavi, if it's spun and smooth, then it's called a beged. And the istim is made like felt, which is not spun, but it doesn't have the halach of negoim either. But Taisa wonders, because it's difficult to read. Mayer ben negoim, why you're picking out specifically that's not going to have the tum of negoim, of a nega, of garments. And Philip ben Meisver sheretz leimetami, even halach of a dead person or sheretz, it's not going to have a tumah. Because to be eaten in Tavivarg, there also you need to have that it's spun and woven. Because I'm going to come on like the Gemara says later on, the Pesach Medalman Aleph, that by Sheretz it says, Oy sak, which we'll learn that from there, that it has to be spun and woven, just like a sack. Which therefore, and we learn that the Halach is a mess from Sheretz and Gzeres Shava. And so therefore, since Istam is not spun, it shouldn't have Tumas Mess of Sheretz either. And that volume reader, he says, no, the Mitamba Mess of Shatzim. It is going to have the Tumah of a dead person or Shatzim, unlike that of Negoim. Why? It's a Kabochimer from small jugs, which shetaharim bezav, where it's tar if a zav sits on it, because it does not have a tumah of medrus, and also a zav can't get into the ear space because it's a small jug. Yet v'tamein b'meis v'sheretz. Yet there is a tumah of a dead person or a sheretz, because the small jugs are a kli. So therefore, something that becomes tummy from a zav for sure is going to have the tumah of a mess, and that's where we learn out to anything that have tumas medrus, it will have tumas mess v'sheretz, and therefore this istima shetamei bezav. Why? The Shaykh by Medrus, this istima does have an application of Medrus, Kamei Bekiba, just like we find by a cap. As the Mishnah says in Kalim, that Kippush in the son of the Sefer Torah, that a cap that was ultimately designated to be put on the Sefer Torah, it's a tarmin of Medrus. So that loses its status of something that you're going to sit on, because now you're using it for covering for the Sefer Torah. But one thing you see is that generally a cap could have Tumas Medrus, that yeah, people do sit on that. And the reason is because you could sit on it. So therefore, the same thing by the istima, it also has tumas medrus, because it also could be sat on, which this felt like a type of material. And they would make a kavachimer from the small jugs, that if, since this thing is tummy medrus, so in addition to tummy mesa sheretz, isn't a kavachimer, then it's going to have a tumma of mesa sheretz, and therefore that's why it makes sense that we only said it's not going to have a tumma of negayim, because by negayim it's not going to become tummy, but mesa sheretz, it will have a tumma, a kavachimer from the pach of gitan. Now, another approach to this, but Aruch Pirsh, the Aruch explains that istima is a chaticha shel beged muzav. It's a piece of a golden garment. And the kavuin ba'avanim tayvis margolius. And attached to it are precious gems and pearls. Oh, it says tayis lafiza nicha. Oh, based on that interpretation, it makes sense why we're saying it's not going to have a tumma of negoyim. And we didn't say regarding a mess and sheretz, because dimitame b'mes v'shratzim kishar takshit. Of course, it's going to have a tumma of mess and shratzim, like all other types of jewelry. But by negoyim, where you need specifically a garment, that light, it's not going to have tumah. She'en not beged ikar, because the garment is not primary. Kimazav avam tayvis. It's rather the gold and the precious gems that are attached to it. My time and ami imam shem klayim. And that also makes sense now. But the other halacha that we said that it doesn't have a halacha of klayim, we could explain a whole different reason. Not like we said in the previous tayses, but rather simply because it's not considered a beged, and therefore the klayim is only by a beged, and this is not considered as a beged.